Action.
Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast, Project Us, episode 27.
I can't hear you on the mic. I can't even hear myself on the mic.
Oh, I think it's just your headphones.
Check. Oh my gosh, fucking Kevin.
Probably unplugged something.
Everything looks good, man.
Are you sure, or is it just you? Let me see.
I don't hear.
Turn it off. You have the headphones on. Was it always on?
I don't know.
Here, pass it.
Wow, this is how we started.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. We're fucking.
Here enough. Check.
Hello. Yeah, I can hear myself.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's because you talk.
Wait,
don't worry, a magician doesn't tell you his secrets.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, yo.
Look, just don't touch nothing and leave how it is, alright?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Shut
yo.
The fuck up,
this yo. Is our first official video. First official video, guys.
First one. We did a small clip.
I already heard you go like. That sounds so bad.
Allergy season.
Yo. Team sick right here, yo.
You guys, I'm perfectly fine.
Yeah, you're right there. I'm sick. So back to what Michael was saying. This is actually our first official video that we will upload. We did a first trial, you know, with the setup on Instagram.
We got mad critics.
So, you know, ever since that credit, we had to step it up a bit. Yeah, this is it's official.
Change the fucking background, bro, with the whole happy birthday thing. I'm like, damn, bro, you ain't got to be like, you know. It's kind of harsh. I get it. Change it.
Now look at this. Look at this shit. Look at this.
Setup. Yeah, it's hopefully you guys like the mushroom. Yeah. Out here fucking judging this shit. Let me see your room. Yo, can you guys even hear me?
Like, yeah, we hear you perfectly fine. Yo, it's been a minute since we uploaded though. Even audio.
Yo, it's another small setback. You know, we trying to get everything straight.
We got the equipment right.
Yeah, we tried to figure out how the
Oh, the audio.
Yeah, something with the camera stopped recording.
Press play then.
But like, I already clicked. So no, what? Okay. So it looks like I didn't catch all of us. Oh, no, man.
It didn't catch you. That's the one. Oh, that's all three of us.
Yeah. So now.
See, we're still having problems with this shit, yo. But we'll get it. We'll get it.
Yeah, no, for a fact. This is our. The setup looks dope, honestly. Like, thank God.
I'm enjoying this shit right now.
Thank God Kevin had this nice frame to put our Funko Pops. We got a couple things in. This stand and everything. So,
yo, we could finally have all three of us have headphones.
All five. Had to get some cables.
Fucking Micah, yo. This whole time. I'm like, damn, I don't got a wire.
Whatever. Yeah, we never had a wire.
And then I found out Michael was the one who lost his own wire. So originally I was supposed to be using
No. It wasn't lost, it was just
Misplaced.
That's the word. So
I think if my phone turns off, the camera turns off too.
So then don't turn off your phone.
But it keeps shutting down. So I'm gonna be on top of my phone a lot.
Can't you just have that the thing? Can't you have your phone on, like fully on?
Not like that.
You know how it has a setting where it says like it shuts down.
You got
an
iPhone.
After 30
iPhone whack. iPhone
see,
whack.
Like, see, look, like, right now it's about to shut down and shit.
Boo.
See,
like, iPhone whack. Down. iPhone whack. Get that shit out of here. Get that Apple shit out of here.
So it's like, you know.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck.
Damn, bro, this guy really fucked this up.
Nah. Fucking Michael, bro. So we chilling because no names, but someone here.
Why are you looking at me?
Someone here didn't charge the camera, their camera, and we were about to film, but we didn't. So as we're chilling here, like I'm just laying on the couch, like leaning back, everybody's on their phone, you know, we're just waiting for the camera to charge.
Basically.
And then, what was I going with this? Oh.
I don't even remember.
Because I looked at it, I mean, what? Oh, fucking Michael puts this, what that shit?
What?
That fucking pen in front of my face.
Oh, that wax pen.
And I was just thinking, yo, I haven't done that shit since like fucking high school. And I saw it and I'm like, yo, let me just try it. But it wasn't a good idea.
How you going to get peer pressured by me?
No, it was just me. I said, I haven't done it since high school. Like,
I know. All I did was just put it in your face and you're like, fuck it. I'm going to, you know, take a pull.
Yeah, because I thought about the time I used to do it in high school. I'm like, yo, I haven't done that shit since high school. So let me just try it. No?
I don't know. You're telling me you're getting high every week.
Nah. Yeah, but not the fucking pen, bro. I haven't seen a pen in mad long. Motherfuckers be doing edibles. Pocono? Yeah, my daughter was 2 years old.
Oh. You were in high school when we went to Poconos?
Oh, no, I wasn't. Nah, but still, bro, that was like 3 years ago. Almost 3 years ago. That's just mad long ago.
When was it when we went to Poconos?
Almost 3 years ago.
Yeah. That was fun. Yo.
2019, before COVID. Before COVID even existed.
Oh, word.
Yeah, COVID came in 2020. Right?
Yeah,
bro. Yeah. We weren't wearing masks.
Damn, we went in 2018 then, right?
2019.
I mean, like,
summer of 2019, guys.
To the people that are listening to us or, you know, watching us, we went to, what's it called?
Poconos. We rented out a house out there.
Yeah, for a summer.
This is going to be really tight. What? I have to keep clicking on the damn phone, bro.
We'll figure that out later.
My God, that kid never has patience, bro. Everything fucking managed.
Bro, because then if I see me descuido, it's off. See me descuido. I'm not going to have to be on top of the whole
thing. We don't fucking use it then.
Yo, look at what's it called? This guy has his pen, his notebook right next to him. Guys,
so on this page, we're going to talk about that.
Just for the setup.
Let's get into that topic with what Jose was talking about. Are you like transgender?
Oh.
Yo, why are you laughing, bro?
Bro,
we're starting again like that.
Oh my God.
No, because we talked about our PR team.
What we're allowed to say.
On our first episode, you know, it kind of got off like that.
They go. Now we upload.
Yeah, so we upload that episode.
It was two recordings. But the second one
is just because of.
No, but it still had that topic.
No, but that wasn't that hard as the first one.
All right, that's it. You don't talk no more. That's
the
it.
First
keep
one
it like that.
Is where
keep
our PR team wanted to fire. Full shutdown mode.
Shut down the show. Cancel. Done.
Yeah.
But recently we heard that. We saw him. I think I saw him.
He wanted to cancel because he's transgender himself, right?
Who?
The PR team. That's not funny. It's not funny. I don't know why you laugh. I just, you know,
it's because I'm looking at you, bro. Yo, we idiots, bro. Fuck.
Yo, let's talk about that transgender shit.
So recently, I don't know if it's true though. Apparently, it is, right? Where
it's a bill proposed or something. I don't know if it passed or not. I don't think so.
Where transgender, they get $900 a month monthly.
Yo, my coaster. Yeah.
For to people that are not that have a low income and identify as transgender or non-binary.
That's not right. That's not fair for anybody else. Like immigrants. I'm talking about immigrants, bro. Like, bro, what about us? Well, you know, people that are like us.
I'm not immigrant.
Well, like,
I'm playing.
Turn off cameras. He said, "We're done."
I don't give a fuck. Yo. Oh, what are we talking about? immigrants.
Immigrants and transgender.
Well, like you consider them the same thing?
No, I don't consider them the same thing. I'm saying it's not fair.
It's not fair that
they have a $900 monthly payment.
No, I think it is fair. Because they have social security. Immigrants don't.
There's two differences there.
I'm fucking with you, bro. Wait, why you agreeing?
No, hold up.
I'm fucking joking, bro.
Yo, Kevin, you took that birth control pill?
The what?
That birth control pill?
What's that?
You don't know what a birth control pill is for men?
They said bird. A bird control. What?
Yo,
Jesus, this motherfucker
called me a bird. Yo,
Kevin going through mood swings right now.
Yo, my fault, guys. It's fucking Michael.
Michael, I ain't doing anything.
He said, "Yo, you don't take this shot kicking you out my fucking garage right now." I'm like, "All right, bro, my fault." And I took that shit. I go. Talk to my fault.
I forgot. Yo,
no,
I was
no, I'm
say
saying
something.
No, but that's what go, I'm go. Saying. That's my statement. You could say. I mean, from my point of view. Like, yo, we there's other people that need money too, and they're giving out to transgender.
And they're low income, and they have also low income too.
Oh, because I said, yo, immigrants don't have social security, and transgender doing. You're like, oh, there's also a thing about that. And I'm like, yo, chill. I was joking. I didn't mean that.
No, but that's true though.
What?
Like, I don't think their payments go through because they don't have social security.
What if?
You know.
Unless they apply.
You know. During the COVID, the COVID pandemic. Even the immigrants got a payment too, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I know this one guy that he got like freaking like I think like 10 to 15K.
Yeah. So I'm like, if it's doable,
right,
it's
my whole
doable.
Year.
I don't know.
We're in Texas. Minimum wage is $2 an hour.
Texas, Houston.
Is it really?
Nah, it's really low. It's like 7 or 8. Eight, 10. I don't know. Some shit is really low.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, I was a fucking. I went. So today I went to Madison Square Garden, MSG.
Oh, word.
And,
you went to go listen to opera.
Nah. My girl got some tickets to go watch Paw Patrol. Like, fucking, you know, we out. And this guy's selling fucking cotton candy over there. $15. He goes, like, $15. I'm giving him a look, like, get the fuck out of here, bro. He goes, like, it comes with a hat. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
I would have been like, bet, fuck it.
I was like, nah, I don't know. And I was just thinking, like, damn, that's just crazy because people out there that have work $15 an hour. Like, that's a whole hour of you.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Yo.
Yeah. Not just because we're talking right now, minimum wage, Houston, over there. I'm like, damn, this guy's selling one cotton candy for $15. And that literally takes one person, like, you know? I hear minimum wage is like $15 an hour. So.
Yeah, have you seen a post like that on Instagram where it's like, when you buy something, don't think about it as $30. Think about it like 2 hours of your week.
Yeah.
Think about it like 3 hours. It's like, yeah, that's crazy. You
know, that's crazy.
Not understand, like, our parents, like, I'm like, damn, bro, like, I thought money just comes from the sky, you know?
Money goes on trees.
Yeah, facts. Nah, it's crazy, bro. That's crazy.
Nah, I mean, that's why some people do, you know, side business, little hustles.
Side hustles?
Yeah. That's,
well, there's the whole reselling. There's these NFTs, crypto.
Especially shoes. If you're like a citizen, an American citizen, you have so much, like,
opportunities.
A lot of opportunities to, like, be making money, like, for you to be making an excuse, like, yo.
Yeah,
I got no money, I'm broke. Yeah.
And with the driver's license, it's like you do Uber Eats. You can even do just bike. You can just do a bicycle.
Yeah, facts. Invest like $500 to $800 on an electric bike and you make that shit back in a week, bro. And then the following week, you just continue your hustle.
And it's way much easier to do Uber Eats, DoorDash on bike than a car. It's like,
yeah.
And if it's an electric bike, yo, you set,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, because you're there, like sometimes there's be traffic, sometimes your food is late, you get bad reviews, people, you know?
Sometimes it's like, yo, I got to look for parking, I don't want to park here. It's like, fuck that, man.
Yeah, nah, fuck that.
When I go deliver and I can't find parking, it's like, yo, my Jama just canceled the delivery. Take the food with me.
Yeah, nah, bro, it's crazy.
This happened.
Yo, it happened to me once.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing. You wanna go first? I go first.
Yeah, okay. So let me just say, I was doing Uber Eats, right? And I remember this person canceled their order, and it was a McDonald's. I think it was McDonald's.
You do Uber Eats?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I pick up the order and everything, and right when I'm about to go to the location where I'm supposed to drop it off.
Yeah.
It says canceled order, and I'm like, what the fuck am I gonna do with the meal? And I'm like, might as well fuck. I got paid for it too, so I was like, okay. I opened it and it was like something
good.
I got to keep it.
I seen some shit on TikTok, bro, on Instacart, where my fault. Go tell your story.
No, you're already talking.
Where these motherfuckers fueron like the compras, like they went like grocery shopping at BJ's. Is what are they called? Those kind of places.
Wholesales.
Like a wholesale place. It's called BJ's in I don't know. New York, they have other places. Yeah. And he got like the 24 pack of chips, like two of those, three fucking 24 packs of fucking water. He got eggs, some meat, aceite, like a bunch of shit, bro. And they canceled the order like last minute, like or.
All that for him then, no?
Yeah. He ended up keeping it. It was like $400 worth of stuff.
Right? Really?
Yeah, they got like basically food shopping. Yeah. But I don't think they canceled the order. I think it was too late at night.
No, people cancel orders.
I don't think.
Oh, you know what it is? Maybe they canceled by accident. But at the end of the day.
Nah, I forgot what it was. But it was on TikTok. And something about it being too late or the store closed already or.
Nah, that can't be right. Because if the dude got everything.
No. Yeah. I don't know, bro. But I'm like, yo, get the fuck out of here. And like, she shows like the order on the phone. Like that she had to pick it up and then she's just taking it all home. And I'm like, damn, bro.
Delivery tomorrow. Delivery to me tomorrow, please.
Rescheduled. For 10 in the morning.
She already probably opened the 24 packs drinking it.
Nah, well, so, what about you, though?
You know Postmates? Postmates is no longer a single company, but they're working with
Uber?
No. Uber or DoorDash, one of them. So I was doing. I started off with Postmates. It was another delivery, and I was working in Manhattan, and I got a pickup and everything. I picked it up. I went to the building to deliver and everything, but thing is, I have fat fingers, so I clicked cancel by accident. I clicked finished order, But the thing is, I didn't look what was the apartment. I didn't look for a phone number. And then I'm like, fuck, what do I do? And I couldn't go back in anything to, like, you know, figure out the apartment. So they didn't tell me none of that. So it was just like, I couldn't go back. So that's it. Damn. I got the money. I got paid for it. I got no complaint. After that, I went.
You got the food?
It was ice cream. So
I mean, I guess it doesn't really affect the customer either, because you could just report an issue and then I guess the company's going to pay them back.
No, but it affects you, though. Like,
They see that, like, well, you said you delivered it, but they didn't get it.
Recently, I ordered some Taco Bell in the morning.
And you can't, and you said you didn't get it, right?
Nah, bro. Like, it's
some people do that, though. They get the order and then they say that they don't get it. They haven't received it.
How do you know?
I've done it.
He's experienced it.
Yeah, so it's like,
there's this guy, I ordered DoorDash, like Taco Bell in the morning, and it said, oh, Dasher picked up your order, and it was already coming, bro. Like, oh, my food coming, like, I'm happy and shit. And I'm hungry, bro. I'm fucking hungry. That's breakfast.
I heard Taco Bell gives you choro.
Yeah. Hold up, listen though. And then he's coming already. He's on my block, and he just spins the block. So now he's on the opposite side of the block, you know? I'm like, yo, like, what's up with this guy, yo? Like, yo, come on. So I'm like, I'm going to give him like 5 minutes. Maybe he's in traffic. I don't know. Maybe he fucked up some shit. I don't know. 10 minutes. 12 minutes. I'm like, yo. And I reported him to DoorDash. I'm like, yo, where my dash at? He's going the wrong way. Fucking yo. Fucking like 2 or 1 minute later after that report, he canceled my order. He's like, they didn't have your items. They didn't have your items. So my whole order got canceled. I didn't even get my food. So I was tight. I'm like, yo, I'm going to be a Karen, bro. I'm dead going to be a Karen right now, yo. And I called DoorDash. I hit him up through a tech support. I'm like, yo, this is unacceptable and unprofessional. I'm like, Dash should say he had my food already, go on his way, and then he goes around the block. And I don't know why they say around the block. Whatever. He goes around the block, and then he canceled my order.
Oh, he canceled?
Yeah, I'm like, what's going on? She refunded me my money, and on top of that, she gave me like $20 more. Uh-huh. She's like, here's the other $20. I'm like, thank you very much. Her name was Sarah. Thank you very much, Sarah.
That is such a Karen, bro.
Yeah, that ass, yo, that shit got me tight, bro. Like, my food was already here. I reported him, then he canceled my shit. Like, tell you my emotions, bro. I'm fucking hungry.
How much you pay for the order?
I think it was probably like, $20.
I think I would have done the same. Like, you lost $20 with no food and his breakfast?
Yeah, like 23, 24. Because you still got to pay the
para eso tienes que cocinar,
fee, delivery fee, DoorDash fee, like a bunch of shit.
You gave tip?
Yeah, I always give a
tip.
I gave me back my fucking shit. It sucks though, because I don't get my money back. I get, if it's a refund. Oh, no. It was a refund issue. DoorDash credit. So it's not like I get my money back, you know?
Okay.
So you have to use your money there.
Yeah.
He's like, I have to eat more now.
But I think she did give me an option. Like, if I got my money back, it was like 5 to 7 business days.
Do you think they get like a penalty, or is like they don't bother them?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess if it happens more than once, then they probably get like penalty.
Suspension?
Yeah, first.
Because I haven't been messed with on that. But it's like, I mean, I really didn't fuck up. It's just that once. But then, you know, that never got to me.
I mean, things like that could happen.
What were you doing?
No, I'm saying like things like that could happen when you accidentally press. Because that shit happened to me too, where I pressed finish and I didn't even know where the place was. Yeah. And I, you know, at the end of the day, I kept the food because like, but I didn't know the address.
But thing with me is I was outside the address. Like, I was there. But I fucking clicked finish, but then I couldn't get back to the apartment or phone number.
Yeah, it was that. Same thing with me.
I mean, I was kind of mad, but at the same time, I was like, well, I'm okay.
So you still took the food with you?
Yeah, because I didn't know who to give it to.
What was it?
Huh?
What was it? Ice cream, you said?
It was like ice cream shop or some shit. Like some whole sundae or fudge shit.
Yeah, that shit sounds good.
Brownie on top of it and everything.
Oh, nah, you fucked up. That motherfucker tight.
I wonder. I don't know if you complained or not, but it's like, yo.
Where was it? City?
Yeah, in the city. And it was at night, too, because the night is like, it's busy, and then there's not that much traffic.
What were you doing delivery?
Postmates? I started early.
You still do it now, right?
No, I don't, like, sometimes. Huh? But I don't do it no more, but I've done it back then, yeah.
You still report that, right, on your taxes?
I think only
this year I did, because I did DoorDash and Uber Eats, and I made more than $600. But then last year, no. I didn't. I made, like, $400.
Oh, you made more than $600. You gotta report that shit.
Mm-hmm. I had like $310.99, so it was like more than $600.
One of my accountants, right? He told me that that you still gotta report it no matter what, even if it's less than $600.
Yeah, you do, but it's like,
really?
You make it's too little. The IRS is gonna be on your ass. So fuck that.
Well, yeah.
Are you serious?
What's IRS? Do you want my... okay. If they do come up to me, I'll be like, what the fuck?
They're going to say, what? You said fuck us? All right.
You fuck know, IRS. I messed up when I was like, I think when I was 18, I was working at an electrical job. And I forgot, I didn't report that year. I only worked for a week though, so it's like.
But did you get a form for that?
Yeah, I think so. But I just threw it out because I was like,
you know how many people in the U.S. don't file taxes? Like, it's probably a lot of motherfuckers. They even own more than us. Like, for us.
The thing is because they make low poverty, low income, that they don't care about it. The IRS doesn't really fuck with that.
I guess you know Trump, how he didn't what's it called? He didn't file for 1 year, I think, for one of his...
They're also on his ass for tax.
Trump be making bread, though. Like, that's different. Like, that motherfucker, money, bro. Like, there's money right there.
Imagine that Ronaldo has a house in Trump's tower in Manhattan.
No.
Really? I think so. Yeah, I think so. In Trump Tower, I think.
Really?
And just whatever... I think he sold one of his rooms or some shit. Ronaldo sold his room for like $7 million. Imagine that. Just his floor, whatever. That one part, $7 million. Gone. I'm like, what the fuck? Right there.
What the fuck?
So imagine, now imagine the rest.
What would you do with that money, yo?
I don't fucking know.
It's too much.
It's too much. Yeah, it's like, what do I do? Just
like $7 million, no taxes, no nothing, just flat $7 million, bro.
I was like, all right, let's go get a car. But then that probably doesn't make a dent. So it's like, now what?
Let's go on a trip.
Get everybody a car. There's probably still no thing.
Now what?
Now what? Get a house. Now what? Right there, $500,000 gone. Really. Yo, get a new car. Damn. I don't even drive. Now what?
Nah, that's crazy, bro. $7 million is so deep money, bro.
Think about it. It's like, yo.
He's all iced out. Now what?
Now what? It's like, my chains are too heavy. Now what? So it's like, you know. Who knows? I mean, probably doing it, but now what?
Yo, I'm fucking dying, dude.
So it's like, you know, what can you do? Buy a club. Buy a soccer club. Now what? Now what? Make the podcast better. Now what?
Now damn. Post. That's what they're going to tell us. Now to post.
Huh?
No.
Huh? Damn. Bro, you know, in the future, we'll look for another day, you know? Not one. Where you going?
Bro, we don't be posting, bro. Damn, what happened? That's it.
No, it's the 18. It's your camera.
Oh, yeah. Shit. You can't make that shit fucking film longer?
Oh, no, it's filming. I guess it's separate. Yeah, it opens the... Probably separates
it. Oh, it continues by itself.
Huh?
It continues by itself,
and it splits it by itself, too, right?
Wow, fuck that's shit. Old, yo.
It's at 23 minutes right now.
Oh, that bad. What happened?
Oh, nah. I thought I had my other SD card in there.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. I just I saw a picture of your daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I mean, bro, you got 256. Just share us a gigabyte. Don't worry. We'll delete after.
Nah.
It's not that.
I don't think so. Ah, whatever.
Did you know a full SD card? Motherfucker.
You scared me that day. I fucking took the camera to Dust Bowl. Just to like take pictures. And you're like, yo, you're gonna run out of room memory. I'm like, what the fuck? 200? That sounds like a lot. I only took a couple pictures.
No. It's a lot of it. You got full space. Even with 64, you have a lot of space, bro.
I don't know about this shit, bro. You guys started YouTube back then.
And 60, but like, yo, we were with 64 and it was still lasting.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, you guys know more about this because you guys started YouTube back then.
I mean,
you
barely,
know,
just barely.
Barely. Just to click on record and
you
take
got
a
to
picture.
The basics. You got to the basics.
Oh, yeah, like, that's true.
Like, I don't know. Like, you were to tell me, I'm like, I don't fucking know, bro. Like, you know.
Oh, the editing's going to be a bitch.
Oh, shit. Fuck it, bro. We're in a team. We do this shit together.
Yo, I like how everything's going out. Like, everything's playing out nice. Like, the background looking nice.
It's funny though, cause like this shit was Michael's idea, right?
Yeah,
whose idea was this? It was Michael's.
I'll let Michael take the credit
because it was.
Well, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck that is, bro. He's like, yeah, it looks like this, da da. And I'm like, that'll be like a cause like we whatever. You just buy that shit and then I was like, nah, I'm not gonna want it. And,
it's because he was used to the one just holding
it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm okay with that. What the fuck, I need this extra shit.
Oh,
nice.
Yo.
You dropped
power
it
all over the intercom.
Interface.
Shit, interface. Fuck.
Wait, you serious?
How'd you do that? How the fuck did that happen?
Damn.
I can't show the audience.
Yo, man. $7 million. Now what?
No, what was I saying, bro? Oh, and then I had left my camera here because, like, today I went to MSG with my daughter, and I'm gonna take the camera to take pictures. And I left the camera here, so I came Saturday, and Michael had already had this shit set up, and this shit looked mad nice. I'm like, damn, I was talking shit. I think I won it, and I ended up ordering it. And
yeah, no,
this shit is fucking dope. I fuck with it. This should be like a sleeve though, like that.
We'll probably figure something out with that.
And this is what $19.99.
$15.
$15. Look at that. That's dope. Link in our bio.
Link in our bio. At Amazon.
Promoting Amazon Riddle with Jeff Bezos, you know.
Send it to 35 Catherine Street.
The Bronx. What the fuck?
What? Yeah. No, believe we're in the Bronx.
You hear gunshots. Bow, bow, right now.
There's a man. Yeah, man. Two people are outside right now shooting.
A homeless guy banging on the window. Yo, open the fucking shit.
He went to an interview.
Yo, New York is a fucking. New York is crazy, bro. Like, that
crime
shit
is going up in. Crime is going up in subway stations.
Oh, I heard
now
about that shit.
Is it really how? Like, what do you mean?
Bro, crime is being done more in transit. What else is there to be?
But like.
Allergies,
people throwing others.
Oh yeah,
people hammering others.
Damn.
Yeah.
See,
there's videos on Facebook like that. God, like a lot of people being followed. Car. A lot of people perverts. So it's like that's crazy, bro.
Society nowadays. I don't know.
I want to know. I really want to know what goes on. You
it
know,
has to be
like,
to be,
that like person, what's going in the going in through their head
to
yeah
process. Like, yo, okay, let me hit her, or okay,
let me throw him on the, off
yeah,
the.
It's like what,
people just get amused by weird shit. That's like foot fetish. Like, no offense, they got foot fetish people out there, but yo, that's not some shit that gonna turn me on. Like,
really?
So I mean, I don't want her to have some fucked up feet either, bro. But
she has some fucking toe like this and like that. Salido uno, otro salido.
Nah. Some people go like, yo. Some people go mad hard on that foot fetish shit. Like,
yeah, people do be paying for that shit. I don't know why.
Like, they really fuck with that shit. Like, they love. Like, that shit turns them on. That shit turns them on more than looking at titties or ass or.
All right, but girls with white toenails, that's nice. You can't say no.
I feel like a color does make a girl look better.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. White toenails. White toenails are nice. Like, when it comes to a girl.
I mean, on a girl, yeah.
Yeah.
What you think? We talking about men here?
No. I'm a little confused. I thought you were going somewhere else.
But Kevin should be confused.
Ow. Yo. Why are you staying quiet?
Because Kevin just looked at me.
I'm thinking of what to say. Yo, I don't know you were using the coaster.
He just looked at me. He's like, nah. Yo, and these coasters we found in the game.
Oh, yeah. We just found these coasters. Yeah.
That was for my birthday. I got that.
Casamigos.
Yo, so it's crazy how we right now here with these. The setup the way it is.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what we were talking about, right?
And I mean, you joined us a bit later after. Yeah, but, like, yo, from a car, like, inside the car.
To this?
Like, oh, I never got to film in the car.
Yeah, so it's like, and we were actually planning on filming with you in the car. But then, you know, since you joined, because you were going to be our first guest. And then you're like, fuck it, let's bring you in. And then we're like, okay, now we need a bigger space.
Yeah.
And I couldn't come here alone, being paying $12.
Nah, so we split. Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. One day you come.
That's also another benefit that you came in. So we go 1-1. And then, because Michael would always, since he works there, we would just do it over there in his car and stuff like that. So now imagine
that. We came a long way.
I'm a little sad about that though, because I'm like, yo, I really wanted to film in the car just to see how that, like, that felt, you know.
Should never complained about being a guest.
I'm like, damn, that's fucked up, man.
Like, put me on.
No invite. That's crazy, bro.
And it's crazy from my last episode how you said, like, when we started the podcast, you also had a feeling. You're like, yo, I want to start a podcast too. So it's like,
I was literally telling my girl, like, yo, damn, I want to do something different this year. Like, I want to do a podcast. Yeah. And I'm like, yo.
I don't know how you found us though. You're the only person that.
No, everyone found us, bro.
No. But like first was him.
Well, yeah.
With our stupid picture, bro.
My Instagram being so boring, guys. Like, I think I'm not saying you guys are boring. No. I'm just saying, like I have, like, you know, I feel like people who have a lot of followers or followings on Instagram, all you're gonna see is just a bunch of pictures and videos and of those people. But I don't have that many people that I follow, so. So I get a lot of requests or ads on my Instagram, like
the people you may know.
Yeah, people you may know, or I get videos of pages I'm not following, some shit I would like, you know, type shit. But I'm assuming that's why your thing just popped up, because I don't have that many friends to be looking at.
Did you know it was us from the instance?
Yeah, right away.
Yo, you saw the picture we posted, bro? Yeah. Of course.
I mean, yeah. I think I still have them, bro. We tried so many. We look so retarded, bro.
I thought it was one of them hood people. You know, them hood people be using that filter a lot. Motherfuckers in the hood be using that filter a lot. So I'm like, yo, who the fuck? These are probably some people from my school, my old school. So at first, actually, not right away. It wasn't until I clicked on the profile. I'm like, yo, is that Michael Jose? That's Michael Jose. Project Does. I'm like, this has to be old, though. It has to be an old picture.
Yeah.
Like 2015, 14 kind of shit, you know?
Nah, bro. Shit was like a week ago. You look found us.
I'm like, yo. And then, I heard you guys. How did I hear the podcast?
I think you hit us up.
Oh, and then you told me about it.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys weren't even promoting it because I couldn't hear.
No, because
we just started.
Yeah. You guys were two or three episodes in. You guys were two or three episodes in. I think.
Yeah.
I listened. The first one was when you guys, your first original guest was Joel, went through the phone.
Oh, it was like a.
That was the first person to feature on, a third person.
That's when he was going to Ecuador, too, right?
Yeah, that's the day
he was going to Ecuador.
Christian's podcast still hasn't came out by when I was listening. It didn't come out yet. So I'm like, oh. And Christian was the episode before I got on.
Oh, we didn't do it with you, right? Christian, oh, and then
yeah,
you,
yeah. It was Christian. Christian
was the first guest.
You know, it's crazy, though, because we brought three guests already. Three guests?
No.
It was Christian, Kenny, and then we had him, but then he came to stay.
It's crazy though.
Even though we're not anywhere near to compared to other podcasts, we're still we made something, happen.
Facts. And it's it surprised me because Kevin kept telling me how he heard the episodes and Christian too, and it's like, wow, they actually listen. Like they're actually listening. I'm like, oh shit, I'm here thinking we're boring and shit. Like who knows, just trying to talk shit.
Follow us on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram.
Thanks to Kevin. He found out this Linktree.
It's called Linktree.
I mean,
everyone uses it.
Yeah, but I didn't follow nothing like that. I don't have shit to watch.
And I kind of been wanting that shit, So when I make my OnlyFans,
His foot fetishes. He puts his foot.
Y'all want to see my foot. Oh, hell nah. Y'all gonna be paying. Y'all gonna feel scammed. That's fuck. Y'all gonna be real.
Hopefully the next episode is gonna be with another guest. Because we haven't had any guests.
Today, actually, what's today? The 10th?
Yeah.
We were actually supposed to have one with Joel. Sure. But thing is, Kevin did tell us from the beginning, a couple of days ago, he's like, yo, Sunday has to be at night. He had plans. And we're like, yeah, for sure. Fuck it, I don't care, I got nothing to do. And then today, we're like, yo, Kevin, picking you up at 5. He's like, I want to see the word. He's like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, I said 5, bro. Like, you agreed to it.
You said 5? 8.
I agreed to it.
I honestly forgot. And then Joel.
It's because Joel said he's down to do it at 5 too. So I'm like, I thought we were all available around that time.
The thing is, Joel couldn't come at 5. No, thank God, because if not, if you came at 8, it's like, what time is it? It's 12 o'clock.
It's already the 9th. It's not even the 10th.
Yeah,
it's
so 11th. Joel literally wakes up in the next 4 hours to go to work. So it's like, he wouldn't be home.
Yeah.
Just go to work.
I mean, it takes us so long just to do an episode just because we still new with the...
We can't just get into it right away because our head is still blank. So what we do is we talk before we hear some music, play it out, Sure. Vibe for the moment and shit.
Yeah, I got to go to a chiropractor room. My back be hurting crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
You said we're going to do that little spa thing.
Yeah, that I want to do it next month.
I'm going to try his cupping.
I want to do cupping, massages,
I don't get it.
Manicure.
Yeah.
Type shit. I got to get a haircut. I need a haircut. That's why I'm wearing a hoodie because my hair look crazy, bro.
Cray.
It looks fucking sick, dude. Like, it's just like, what's shit. I gotta buy a special cream for
the curls?
For the waves. Nah, I don't really got curls. They're more like waves. I don't know. But yeah, so I gotta buy a special cream for that because I just be running on conditioner and I don't use shampoo that much. Oh, no. I use shampoo, not conditioner that much because then it makes my hair mad fucking burnt, frizzy. It looks frizzy.
I just use Head and Shoulders. That's it.
Hell
no. I used to only use Head and Shoulders, but now I use conditioner too.
Yeah. Why? I mean, no, Head and Shoulders also has shampoo and conditioner mixed in one. But I think the chemicals are, it has some shit, some crazy shit.
But you don't use Head and Shoulders?
I use something else.
For real?
Yeah.
Nah. I go to Target. I still use Head and Shoulders.
Really? Nah, it damages your hair.
Stop.
Yeah, for real. Damaging your hair.
Really?
I mean, he said, look at your hair.
No, no, no. I'm like, oh, bitch. Shit. No, no, no.
He's like, I look at nappy.
I'll be on the self-care side of TikTok recently. Like the shit.
What is your TikTok looking like now?
Now that we're recording with video, we should like show our TikToks.
Robin.
No, I can't though, because it's not.
He doesn't want to show
mine
it either.
Mine's actually gym.
We're doing next podcast, so we give you a week to start liking new shit.
My TikTok's gonna turn into like just book Bibles, clubs or some shit.
Bibles,
book clubs. Transgenders, you know, we get into that a little bit. So, you know, no, I don't know. Yeah, why y'all be mad quiet? Like, go.
No, I'm talking.
So we got I got my cousin coming through soon. Yeah. He's gonna pull up and he wanted to do this shit. A lot of people like the new setup we posted on Instagram.
Yeah, it came out nice. Our work and dedication. Done. That transformer right there, yeah.
Yo, I literally went shopping last night. So
really?
Yeah. I don't know why, but I just told my girl, I was like, let's go to a comic book store. And then I didn't know there was one by Costco.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like an anime.
Yeah. Mark's Comics.
Where? Like where?
Industry City, in those buildings. So I just went.
That's called Gentleman Club.
So I found that poster, $11.99, and then I bought a couple of Transformer collectibles.
$11.99?
Yeah, that was $11.99.
Oh, I thought you meant like the insurance, $11.99.
Insurance for what?
And there's an insurance called $11.99. It's like Union.
Really?
Huh?
Oh, I could believe that. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Like literally, when we enter Michael through the highway, it's right there too, $11.99.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's only $11.99. We talking about pizza.
No. This was $11.99. So yeah. And then I'm always a Transformers fan. So I found some movie.
Oh, yo, are we gonna bring Alex too? Chiquito Alex.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. We gotta bring people.
Yeah. Yo, I told him, I'm like, yo, you should come in. He's like, yeah. And he also wants to talk about his reselling thing, what he does.
Look, my son Jose tight, cause when we had the setup thingy for the black tablecloth. And you're not gonna show my shoes because he be coming in with Yeezys, Jordan 1s. He be coming like
from pants down, I'm butt naked right now.
He be coming with some shit. You know some people be doing that though. Like they be all dressed up from the top and then the bottom they got like shorts.
That's right now, bro. That's us right now.
I mean, low key.
The only person that came out like, fully up, outfit, yo, was Jose.
Yeah.
I mean, today I went to go.
Yeah, the other time he came with a fucking tank. Yo, he was gonna be tight, bro. The outfit was gonna be tight,
bro. It is tight. It's in the cars, bro. I'm telling you.
It wasn't that day. Like recently on Thursday, guys, when we came to I'm like, yo, we need a day where we gotta talk about this shit, like how we gonna set it up, what we gonna do, what we gonna buy, what we gonna get, and shit like that. So we came on Thursday to talk about it, and he fucking came like I'm so used to Jose always coming in like a regular shirt or some sweatpants and his sneakers, bro. That day he came out looking like he just got fucked up, bro. Like he just woke up from a 28-hour nap or sleep, bro. Like what? His hair looked crazy, bro. He comes out with a tank top and his fucking sweater, and his sweater's either zipped up all the way or it's not. Or he doesn't even wear. Do you wear zip ups? No,
it was a zip up, but it was open.
But you don't normally wear them. You always wear the ones with no zip up. So that shit looked crazy because he had that shit halfway open. He had a tank top on, bro. It just looked crazy. I'm like, yo, hold on, you're gonna be tight. Your outfit is gonna be tight right now because I'm not used to looking at him like that. Like he just rolled out of bed and pulled up. Like, yo. That was the first time I saw you.
Bro, like it's crazy though because I was literally like that all day.
You were sick though that day. I think you're telling me. You got me sick. That's why I sound like this, like a little.
But you sound worse than me?
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I know.
Nah, but it's the climate change.
Yo, and we also, we were like talking about the setup. Like, yo, we should add stuff to the table. Like, not that represents us, but like, you know, like.
A little bit, it's good.
Yeah, kind of like represents us. Wait, if you guys want to talk about it, you know, what is that? The black thing right there, you know? Because you brought your thing, you know?
No, I didn't. That was just somewhere here in the
floor. Right there, the AirPods are memories of where you lost it.
Yeah.
Don't show that. Don't.
But like, talk about it, bro. Like, what, you know, like.
It's a small introduction to our setup.
Yeah. No, right. Talk about the setup.
Here's my water.
Okay.
Why not? He's always thirsty.
Get the side. Get the side. Okay, next I got what else? I got the Samsung headphones.
Can I see the headphones?
Yeah. Later after the podcast. Okay. And then I got the
those earbuds are nice. What color is it? Purple earbuds? Oh.
Yeah. See the colors. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. That's I don't really got anything right now, but I'm gonna
get more stuff. What's that later. Black thing? The
that's just a gram scale, a scale.
For what? See, like what you being?
Yeah, for weed. Right?
For weed?
Yeah.
For
what?
Why is that like that to me? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, porque a ti te gusta, man.
Okay, no, that's dope, bro.
He's like, you know, it's like, you right, so you
we
right.
Got, we got like a pothead, like, yeah, you know, yeah. When you get too high, you need something to drink. And he got his music because he like music, right?
It's just like that, bro.
Yo, nah. This shit, we got this shit right here.
Yo, our PC.
That's our editing computer.
It's our editing computer.
Yo,
7 million. Now what?
No. My phone, bro.
I gotta try.
Are you serious? I gotta try.
No, that shit's not even paid off, yo. Yo.
Yo, you're fucking like that.
Yo, why the fuck you shit for? That shit reached here, motherfucker. That shit reached here, ho.
Yo. I didn't follow you. QRT, we good?
Yo,
bro.
You hear what you said?
Yeah, I hear what you said.
Crazy, yo. You have to be that loud, bro. They need to know that shit, yo.
I'm sorry.
I'm fucking crying, dude.
Go for me, Peach.
Yo, they're about to start with for us, bro.
Go for me.
They're like, nah, they're going through it. Nah, bro, like, who could pay 2K off just like that? I'm like, he said that shit. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm bro, like, I mean, yo. I mean, 2K, you know, some people got it like that. We don't got it like that. 2K is OD, yo. It's because we got like a protection plan. We got
insurance.
Exactly, bro.
That's good.
And then taxes in New York, you know.
They be hitting
antivirus software.
Right, you know, we got a bunch of shit. So it came out to like 2K, bro.
So we're still going on now. Go. I think Michael finished with his.
Shit just spit all over my butt.
Yo,
man.
Me too, bro. That shit reached here, bro.
Bro, that was funny, though. My bad.
He brought me that because in elementary school, I used to spit a lot of fucking milk. If I was still cracking up, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
I would always, like, I would have milk in my mouth, and y'all would make me laugh. Like, so it's like, nah.
Nah, that shit caught me off guard because he just spit. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? But I was too weak to like react to anything, bro. That should be weak.
Nah, talk about your setup then.
Fuck Marvel. We gonna start then, you know. Fuck Marvel.
Yeah.
Not a Marvel fan. I like playing video games, so my guy Batman. I fuck with DC a lot. I fuck with Spider-Man and Hulk, like out of everybody in Marvel. Maybe Thor a little bit. I like that he's like one scene, bro. Like, he gained mad weight and he's just playing video games.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fat Thor.
Who? Thor?
Thor, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, he's literally just chilling, like, in a little cave or some shit. He's just playing video
games. It was an Endgame.
He's playing Fortnite.
Yeah, with his buddies there.
And, I like Thor, you know? The Killing Family Joker.
I got one battery left in the
camera. I'm a big Joker fan. I'm a big Joker fan. My cousin really put me on when I was a kid. And, you know, I just stuck to me since I was a kid because he's older than me. So I'm like, yo, that shit's dope, you know? And yeah, that's it, bro. Just a Joker fan. That's all it really is. DC fan. I like playing video games, you know? So we brought it here. Me and Jose, like, added some. Jose likes anime, so you guys, I don't know if y'all can see the
Before we get to that, let's talk about his setup first. Sure.
I technically already did in the beginning. I told her I was a Transformers fan. That's the only reason I. So these are cars from the movies. Not the animation one, huh?
Are they really?
Yeah, this is Barricade.
I know that's Barricade, but what about that one?
Soundwave.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the dude.
You can open them?
Yeah, but I'm not gonna transform that shit. It took me 20 minutes to fucking put in the car mode.
Let me do it. Open just one.
I'd be stressed out.
Fuck out. They're not gonna believe it.
I said, you'll keep with the program while I build this.
Now we could talk about that.
So yeah, no, I'm a Transformer fan. That's the only reason I got these. I went last night shopping, so I got these and I was just like, yo, pull them up. All right, go. Were y'all serious? Like, build this?
Cause yeah, build it, bro. That is. Nah, I was just saying, like, this shit, I got it from the crib. I used to have a different setup. I had, like, another crib. And I had my own gaming setup. So I had my own shit. Is it really Transformers? Huh? Is he lying?
Yeah, it's a Transformer.
I did not get a Transformers for it to stay in car mode. Of course, it has to transform back.
Let me see. No, it. That's not Transformer, bitch.
It is. You can see it. Look at the head. It's right here. Somewhere around here.
It's this high.
Show it to the cameras.
I think it is a Transformer. Yo, this shit don't look like one, though.
Yeah, you can start taking it. You can start pat it.
He's going to break it.
Sure, not like that.
Fuck this fucking shit.
Oh, he opened the door. Dumb.
Yeah, you can see Jose's face like, chill.
It's ours. You want me to transform for you? Okay.
Oh.
That was $30.
Oh, it is a transformer, guys. Like open.
Yo, bro, I hear it crack. Oh.
I don't know, guys. We don't have to cut this part out because I don't know.
What the fuck are you doing, bro? Anyways, yeah.
Go back to the program, please. This fucking guy.
This guy has fucking.
Yo, what happened though? Back to the program.
We're talking about your Funko Pops in the background.
Oh yeah, I got this shit because I used to have a crazy setup in my old crib, and I have a bunch of like stands and stuff, whatever you want to call them.
What about the? Yeah. This we just got out of Amazon.
Oh yeah,
funny. Yo, let them. Yo,
it has sentimental value.
Yeah. Oh, yo, my camera died, bro.
Damn.
Yeah. So I mean, we could keep on going with the program, just like you know.
Later,
like
guys.
Just a little.
Nah. Yeah. I'm looking at the wrong camera too. Later, guys.
Alright, so like, let's just give it a bit more, and you know, it's not. We got live footage of it.
We cut this part out.
Kind of.
Oh, so yeah, we got Goku, Vegeta. Carnage, Spider-Man, and then we got the crap over there of DC. And
they can't even see it no more because there's only two cameras now.
No.
The big camera is an active one.
So yeah, they can't see
They can't see our Funkos. Every week, new Funkos, right?
Huh? Yeah, probably.
New Funkos. Yeah, updated things next week.
We got it like that sometimes, you know? We just going to buy random Funkos, you know?
7 million.
Now what? Give us a story. Give us a fucking story, yo.
By Michael's house. Now what?
I like it. I hope we continue with this. And this
yeah, for setup. Cool, for a fact, throughout videos will probably progress even more.
Anyways, thank you guys for watching. We'll see you guys in the next episode.
Meet me right here, 49 Cashes.
I'm so glad you don't know my address.
I do know it.
You're not okay. Anyways, thank you guys for watching.
Yeah, what is it?
Blue BMW with the fucking garage.
Hey,
yo, pull up, pussy. I don't give a fuck. Yo, you're supposed to end this shit when I'm talking, bro.
This is bad, bro.
Hey, guys.
Suck my.
Hey, guys. To any of our listeners who are actually interested in starting a podcast, try with Anchor.
Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And when hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more.
It takes about 1 to 2 minutes to import a file from your iPad/PC. And once you upload it with Anchor, it takes about another minute or two just for it to show up on every platform you have.
Wow, that's easy. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free.
If you guys are interested, download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Back to the program.